speak about the following. In Ashrei, we have three lines that come one after the other. Karov Hashem l'chol karov l'chol asher yikru'u v'emes. Ritzon yireyov yaseh v'eshav asom yishma v'yoshiyein. And then Shomer Hashem es kol ovo v'his kol orshan yashmid. I'm going to go backward. I'm going to explain the shin, then the resh, and then the kod. Shomer Hashem, right, l'chol ovo, es kol ovo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guard over all those who love him. Avas Hashem, your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the highest level that we can get to. Yes, there's a Yiras Shemayim that's above that, the ultimate awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you're so afraid that you can't even walk down the street, you're just in awe every second that you're during the day. But for us, for normal people, Avas Hashem, the point where I feel like I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what he does, that love is going to be there. That love, that Oav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Shomer Hashem. He's going to guard you, he'll take care of you. What does it mean to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means the following. I say to my son that he's not allowed to have dessert today. Why is he not allowed to have dessert today? Because he did something mean to his sister. My son might be angry at me. He could be angry at me. It's possible. But he doesn't lose his love for me. Right now, he might not like me. He might not like me. But that's okay. The love is always there. Your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Avas Hashem that a person has to have, is the level where even when things don't go as planned, and I wanted something to happen, and it didn't happen. It didn't. It didn't go the way that I wanted it to. Nonetheless, my love is not taking a hit. I still love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm not losing that love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm on that level, where I get to that level of Avas Hashem, Shomer Hashem is kol avo. He's going to guard over us. This kol rishayim yashmid. All the rishayim that are with me are going to be destroyed. That will be taken care of. Then ritzon yireyav yaseh. Ritzon yireyav yaseh es shava som yishma v'yoshiyeh. A yirei Hashem, not the ultimate yirei Hashem, but a person who's afraid. He's honestly afraid. Why is he afraid? He's afraid if I do something wrong, I'm going to be punished. He's afraid that I'm afraid that I'm going to go to Gehenna. I don't want to do that wrong. I'm afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not out of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know what Hashem is going to do to me. Ritzon yireyav, if you have that fear, that lower level than Ava, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's still in awe, but it's a fearful awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ritzon yireyav yaseh. He will do the will of those who are yirei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not on the same level. Hashem is not my guardian, protecting me, making sure nothing bad will happen. Nonetheless, my ratzon, what I want, hopefully it becomes ratzon Hashem at some point, but what I want, Hashem will do it. He will take care of it. That's Shabbatum and their tefillos, Yishma v'yoshiyein. He will hear them and he will save them. He'll take care of them in that position that they're in. That's the second level of yirei Hashem. But there's a third level, and that third level is applicable for everyone. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, Karov Hashem l'chol korov. God is close to anyone who calls out to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a caveat though. L'chol yisher yikru'uhu v'emes. As long as you call out to him v'emes, and you mean it, you absolutely mean it, you say it with truth. See, an Ohev Hashem has the Shmira. A Yirei Hashem will be able to have Ratzon Yaseh. His Ratzon will come true and his Tfilos will be there. But there's another line. Karov Hashem L'chol Korov. God is close to anyone who calls out. As long as you mean it, Hashem is going to be close to them. Now, you'd think that Hashem is closer to a Tzaddik and farther away from a Rasha. That a tzaddik, God will automatically listen to his prayers. I mean, he's a tzaddik, he's so close to Hashem. That's what you think. Well, a rasha, why should God listen to his prayers? Why should God take care of anything that the guy says? But it might be true in a way, a tzaddik's tefillah may be more potent, because he's already in the level of shomer, or maybe in ritzon yaseh, maybe he's in those levels. That's why a tzaddik is more potent, but it's not true necessarily. If he's not on the level, the tzaddik is a different type of a person. Karov Hashem l'chol korov, it's anyone. Everyone's tefillah is listened to, and not only that, we're all karov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single tefillah, no matter what, everyone has that ability to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have their tefillah heard by Hashem as long as they meet at the heavens. You know what that means? A guy who's in the middle of robbing a bank. While he's in the midst of robbing a bank, the alarm goes off. He knows the cops are coming right now. There's no way he's going to be able to get out. So what does he do? He immediately says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. Please help him what? Please help me get out of here with my money.
So don't lose anything.
Karov Hashem, l'chol karov.
Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to such a person. I don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea. We don't have an answer to that. Somehow that tefillah made it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he's in the midst of being a Rasha, in the midst of doing an Avera, while doing the Avera. Nonetheless, Karov Hashem l'chol karov, l'chol shayivru v'ames. And he was calling out v'ames. He meant it. He really wanted to be saved. He did not want to be caught with the money inside the bank. There's no question. Nonetheless, he asked. It's a crazy chiddush. It's a crazy chiddush that a Rasha can be answered for the most inane, insane things just by calling out. Just by calling out. First of all, that should make you all feel good. Because none of you are on the level of a Rasha at all. In which you're calling out and you're worried that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to answer you. You're for sure in the level of Karov Hashem L'chol Karov if you're not yet at the Yirei Hashem or the Ohev Hashem level. Nonetheless, you're at least on that level. That's number one. Number two, it also tells you that you have to daven in a certain fashion. Our davening should not be about a general idea of what we want. Specifics. Get into specifics. You have all together out of your Shemoneh Esrei. You obviously have the first three brachos which are praise. You have the last three brachos which are thinking, etc. So you have those ideas that are already taken care of. But you have 19 brachos altogether. Subtract 6, you have 13 brachos, in which each one of them is asking for something specific. And even though the last 6 before Shema Kolenu are very similar to one another, what do you get into? I get Tikkah Shofar, Shiva Shofenu, right? Ala Tzadikim, Ala Moshinim, Etzema. All of those are still based on we want Mashiach, we want the perfect world, we want those things to happen now. Even though they're similar to one another, each one is a different aspect. And you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you in a different aspect than each one. And you're asking for very specific things. You want this to happen for you. Your whole tefillah has to be that way. When you get into Atachonim, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the ability to think my way through a Gemara today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put the right words in my head so that when I am asked by someone a question that I really shouldn't know, that I don't have the information about, I should say the right things back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me be smarter every single day of my life and not dumber every single day of my life. Let me find the right things to learn and not the wrong things. That should be Atachonim. You get to, after Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soratecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me understand what your Torah is. I'm going to be spending a lot of time today learning it. Allow me to understand, bring me back, and let me learn what this Torah is all about, and your mitzvos. Allow me to do your mitzvos in the best possible way. Don't let me bench where all of a sudden I wonder if I said, Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu, did I say Yalav Yavo today, and it's not even Rosh Chodesh. But let it be so that I actually remember what I said and when I said it. Allow it to be that way. Make it easier for me to get up for davening, to come on time for davening, to be there for Seder and to learn during Seder. I know I'm going to have a hard time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking during Hashiveinu, please help me with that. And you can go on. Each one of them can be used very specifically. Not can be. Should be very specific. You need money. Ask very specifically. I know I've told this to you before. I've said this and in different ways. But you can't just ask for $1 million. It doesn't work that way. Do you want $1 million after taxes or before taxes? What are you going to do with that money? Are you asking for $1 million just to put in your bank account and you'll decide later what you want? Are you asking for $1 million to donate to Skokie Yeshiva so we can have a floor that's not made of old cement? Is that what you want? Say it. What do you want $1 million for? It wouldn't cost $1 million, by the way. It would be much cheaper than that. Just talk to me afterward if you really are asking for that. It's much less. You don't need those types of... That's not what you need. So if you do need $1 million, what do you need it for? And if you do need it, and there's no way you can go on without it, then say it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know what I'm going to do without it. Please help me get X. I'm telling you this only because it's so potent. It's unbelievably potent that it's there. I knew that, listen, everything worked out so it's perfect, but my wife was pregnant with our 6th kid this past year. I knew financially there is no way we were going to make it with 6 kids with the salary that I was making. There's no way.
5 kids, we're barely making it. How in the world are we going to add on another kid without a substantial amount of raise in salary, without something that's going to happen? Now, what are the options? My wife's not getting a raise in her job in any normal fashion. I'm not getting a raise in my job in any normal fashion, especially with her coming in. It's not happening, right? So what was it? So I asked for something very specific. I have only one day off when it comes to yeshiva. I have one day off. I have one day off, and that one day is Shabbos. I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu if there is a shul that needs a rabbi. But I said specifically, I'm not looking for a rabbi position because I don't want to be a rav. I don't know halacha. I want there to be a rabbi there already. Do you understand my audacity? I'm a jerk. I know I'm a jerk. Okay? But I'm talking to God, so I figured I can ask for anything. I want a place where there's already a rabbi who's going to be giving halachic pshukim already so that I don't have to get into that. And all they want from me is to do what I think I can do best. Speak a little bit, talk to guys, be involved, and do things like that. If there's an open position somewhere, please keep me in mind. That's all it was. Obviously, a tefillah was answered. A tefillah was answered. Not always is it answered in the positive. But I said, I really have no idea what else to do. Yes, it's a possibility for me to play the lottery 12 times, right? And for me to go every month. Not the lottery, because again, what am I going to do with $350 million? Right? Am I going to buy each one of you a Lamborghini? No. That's not what's going to happen at all. I'm not going to buy you guys a Ford Pinto. That's not happening. That's not happening. I like you all, but not to the point where I'm buying you guys Ford Pintos. But what do I need? Maybe I could use this. But to play the lottery every month in order to win an extra, X amount of dollars in order for me to make it through the month, that's not Shias. Oh, it is Shias. I just don't know too many people that do it. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to 7-Eleven every fourth Friday of the month and go up to them and say, okay, here's my money and here's the winnings. That's not what's going to happen. Somebody's going to catch up to me at some point and be like, how come you keep winning every fourth week? That's not going to happen. So that's not normal. So I asked for something normal. It is something normal. It's something that I felt that I had the ability to do. It's something that I felt could be an answer to something that we had an issue with. So there, we were so to be able to get something so simply, and it's only because I asked. I am not telling you that I am a Yirei Hashem or an Ohev Hashem. I hope I eventually can be. But I am at least a Korov. I am at least calling out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I mean it. I called out the MS. And I meant it. I needed something. I asked for it. It wasn't crazy. And I got it. That's all it is. That's Korov Hashem l'chol Korov l'chol Hashem MS. I don't think I'm any better than most people. I think that's just simply put, that's what happens. This is the natural progression of things when you daven the MS. And you really mean it, and you have a plan. There's something there. Where, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just has to put the pieces in place. And it's right there for you. Would this have happened if I wouldn't have davened? I don't know. It doesn't really matter, right? I don't know. We'll check out Bizarro World a little bit later, and we'll see what happens over there. And I don't know. Maybe at the end of the day, like, everything else worked out, or maybe I did get, I made $1,000 every month from lottery tickets, and somehow everything worked out, and everybody's happy, and yay, and that's that. I don't think so, though. I think this is the way that it's supposed to be. I think it has to be that you have to daven. And in order to daven, you have to feel it. You have to feel like someone's answering you. And in order to feel that you're answering, you have to call up MS. You have to really mean it and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I need. It takes more than that. See, I know I don't want to give muscles that really, like, they're obvious and whatever and stuff like that, but you can't go into a baseball game, maybe a baseball game, maybe different, but a basketball game without at least preparing a little bit. You ever done that? There's a game going on, right? And somebody's like, hey, you want to play? And you, like, jump in. Your first 3 shots are always nowhere where you expected them to be. They're never. They're nowhere near it. Maybe your passes are, like, somewhat okay, because passes you can be a little bit off, right? But, like, your shots just aren't there. Your shots are, you're just shooting, and you meant to shoot it over there, and it somehow hit over there. It could go in. It's possible to go in, but not because you meant it to go. You can't just jump into things. You can't go into the baseball season and expect yourself to be all of a sudden the greatest baseball player of all time, like Chris Bryant. That doesn't happen, right? You're not automatically going to become that guy just all of a sudden. It's not going to happen.
You need to practice. You need to do something. You need to put yourself together and get yourself ready for it. And just, you can't be that guy that just jumps into the game. And so too, when it comes to your Shemoneh Esrei, it can't be. Even if it's just mincha, you have to have something, a time, even if it's a few seconds. You have to consider for yourself what you're doing before you start. You want to call that Hashem Svatai Tisak Ufiyad Yitzi Lasecha? I'm fine with that. If you think you can prepare yourself in 6 words, I'm okay with that. If you can get it down. If you think it's Ashrei Kaddish, then Hashem Svatai Tisak, that also works. If you think you can get it down in that amount of time to be able to figure out what you want with your Shemoneh and what you're diving for, good. If you think Sukkot is Dimra, or because you already have plans in your head, that's okay. You can have it. But you can't just jump into tefillah. I would suggest that if you are late to tefillah, when it's mincha and maariv, take a couple seconds, even though you're already late. Take a couple seconds and think to yourself. Don't just jump into it and immediately take your 3 steps back and 3 steps forward and go into your Shemoneh Esrei. Sit there and say to yourself, what am I doing? What am I davening for? If you have something that's already set up in your mind, great. And if you don't, consider it right then. Just for a second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. And if you have time, listen, the Hasidim Rishonim waited an hour before their tefillah. They waited an hour after the tefillah. If you can do that, that also works. But it's more, you need to prepare yourself to get into what you're getting into. If you're late for davening and you missed Psukit Azimra, you have a chiyuv to daven Shemoneh Esrei with the minyan. So you're going to have to skip in order to get up to the minyan. You have to, Sukkot Zimra is that long time, that long period, so you can think through what you want when you get to your davening. It's that ability to be able to sit there and say to yourself, what am I doing? What am I thinking? It's preparing yourself well for the upcoming davening. Without it, you're just not prepared for it. Get yourself prepared. Use the time wisely. Bring yourself into the line of what is my avoda? What do I want out of this? Get yourself to the next level. And that really is the definition of the word MS. See, MS can be stretched. You can stretch the truth. You can apply it in different ways. The real MS, the honest to goodness MS that a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants from you, is to say, where am I holding? What am I doing? And to go to Him. As a father, I want to hear how my kid's day was. I want to hear about it. Even if they did something bad, I still want to hear about it. I want to know what they're doing and what's going on by them, and I want to hear what the whole problem is. You guys probably have it yourself when talking to your mother or your father, and your mom or your dad say to you, like, oh, so what happened? And you're just so annoyed with them. Stop asking me the questions. They honestly want to know. They really want to know. The truth is, what you can tell your parents, what you can tell a Kaddish Baruch Hu, is something so simple. Hashem, here's what I went through today. Here's what I can use help in tomorrow. Here's what I need for later on today. It's a simple conversation. You want to have it in the beginning of your Shemoneh Esrei? After you finish your first bracha, do it. You want to do it right in the middle? When you're up to Slach Lanu, when you're on Hashiveinu? Do it right then. You want to do it by a Lokai Netzor toward the very, very end of your Shemoneh Esrei. Right before you, L'Ratzonim Reifim number 2. Right before that time, there's a little space where you say over your name, whatever your name is, and you go through those sukkim, do it then. But consider, think through, what would your conversation with God be like? And remember, you have it 3 times a day, every day of your life. What is that conversation going to be like? And don't make it boring. If you get to speak to somebody 3 times a day, what are you going to say? What's your conversation like? And put it together. And listen, can I guarantee you answers? I can't, but the David HaMelech can. Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Call out, say what you have, say what you want, say what you need. Mean it, the MS. You're having a problem with something? Say it. Think of a solution. Consider it to yourself. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be part of that solution. To allow Him to allow that solution to happen. Say it. And then you'll feel a little bit more of your davening. Maybe your tefillah will be a little bit more potent that way. Maybe you'll feel a little bit more, so it won't be that you'll have this need to talk. while something else is going on. Work on it. Think about it. And consider for yourself, what can I do to make this stronger, to make it better for myself, to get myself here earlier, to get myself here on time for davening, so that I'm sitting there ready to go, preparing myself for that conversation that I'm having with God for the first of three times today, for my second of three times today. And then, who knows? Who knows? Maybe you'll find yourself in a position where you can say, see, it does work. It does work. It happens. It can work. It can go through. Let's make things happen. Shkari, guys. That was a good